Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
He is indeed the light for the world to see. What a beautiful one coming from Brian and Katie Torwald. He is the light. And right now, Letitia Vambili is ready to minister to us on the issue of forgiveness. And you know what, family, we preach on this all the time, all the time about, you know, the word of God encouraging us to love one another, to forgive each other, to remember that as much as the Father forgives us for our sins, we need to forgive others. And I know sometimes one would justify it to say, but you don't understand what this person has done to me, you know, it's deeper than you know. And sometimes we even are dwelling on things that happened many years ago. You're still angry with someone who has wronged you 20 years ago, and it seems like you cannot forgive them. Yet you are a child of God, yet you go to church every Sunday, you worship, you pray in tongues, you prophesy, but you are struggling to forgive people. And I'm not saying it as, you know, saying it as if I'm better. You know, there are times when I also have to remind myself of what God's word says regarding forgiving one another, regarding loving one another, regarding, you know, living in peace with people around you, pursuing peace with all men. And I just want to encourage you this afternoon, as Letitia will be taking over with this subject, to say it is possible to forgive someone. It is possible to forgive them and forget what they have done, that even when you see them, you're not angry anymore. When you see them, you know, you don't get furious. You know, there's a point when someone wrongs you that when you see, you don't even want to see them. When you meet them on the corridor, you quickly change to another direction or make a U-turn. But it's possible that God is able to do it for you. You know, you just say, God, here is this person. I'm struggling to forgive them. I'm struggling to make peace with them. Help me. It is possible. It is possible, family. So this afternoon, I'm encouraging you. I'm encouraging myself that if there's anyone that I need to forgive, if there's anyone that I need to mend my relationship with them, if there's anyone who has wronged me, whether it's at the workplace, it's a colleague in the family, you know, our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, whether it's your neighbor, whether it's your business associate, you know, sometimes we feel so backstepped that you feel like you can't even, you know, share a meal with that person. But I want to encourage you to say it is possible. Remember that the Father forgives us every day for the things that we do, things that some people don't even know about. But, you know, as we pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Remember the part that says, you know, as you want the Father to forgive you, but don't forget the part where you say, as you forgive others for their trespasses. You know, remember that you pray this and you want God to forgive you, but you are not able to give the same to other people. And it's just an encouragement this afternoon to say, let us learn to forgive. It's not an easy journey. It's never easy. But as a child of God, especially as a child of God, you love the Lord with all your heart, but you can't be struggling with forgiving people. Yes, they have wronged you. And sometimes it's even worse when it gets to a point where you have to forgive someone who doesn't even come to you to say, I am sorry. When someone has wronged you, you have not even done anything to them. They've wronged you, but they're not saying sorry. But the Lord is saying, forgive them. Go to them and say, I love you and I forgive you. And you know, sometimes God even says, buy them a gift. And you want to justify to say, but God, I did not do anything wrong. This person did me wrong. But the Lord says, you love them, you forgive them, you cover their weaknesses in spite of what they have done for you. So here is Letitia Vambili ministering to us this afternoon on the issue of forgiveness.
Hi, it's Letitia Vambili. Today we're going to talk a little bit about forgiveness. Now, I'm sure you've heard this doing the rounds, where people say that forgiveness is for you and it's not for the other person. We're going to break down exactly why that statement is true in just a moment. But let's go through why forgiveness is important. One of the reasons forgiveness is important is because you carry the weight of something that someone else has done to you. Medically, when you have that much tension in your body, hatred, vengeance, etc., it can manifest itself in different sicknesses and different cancers, but it also makes you mentally ill. The person you haven't forgiven essentially has control over your life. What do I mean? You go to a bar with some friends and family, you're having a good time, and the person who you haven't forgiven walks in. Suddenly, it affects how you behave, how you're feeling about the day, to the point where you can leave the bar, go sit in the car, and cry for a little bit. This example is something that's actually happened to me. I couldn't enjoy the party I was at because the person I had not forgiven was there, and that was affecting me. In fact, this person had no idea that I was in the car crying. They were sitting having a good time, and that's when I realized that I need to do something about this so that I can enjoy my life, and this person will no longer have control over me. We're going to go into the meaning of the word forgiveness and look at God's forgiveness for us in scripture and why it is dangerous to hold a grudge on someone that God may have already forgiven. So when we look at the word forgiveness, it comes from the Latin word called perdonare, which means to give completely. But breaking down the English origins or etymology of the word forgiveness, you've got for, which means prior, and give, which means to give something. So if we quickly break it down, it means to give somebody something before they've asked for it. Where is that in the Bible? Let's jump into Romans 5 verse 8, where it says, "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." See, Christ died for every sin that was ever committed, that's being committed, and that will ever be committed. The forgiveness is there. It's a box, it's a gift, it's wrapped up, and the Lord has placed it in our lives. But how do we receive or take the forgiveness? According to Acts 2 verse 38, it says, "Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So the gift of forgiveness wrapped with the Holy Spirit is there, but you receive it through repentance and baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Looking into scripture, we can see that in the book of Acts 9, this is the story of how the apostle Paul, who was Saul the sorcerer, becomes called of God. But we're going to go from Acts 9 and quickly read the Lord speaking to Ananias. He says, "Go, for Saul is my chosen instrument to take my message to the Gentiles and to the kings as well as the people of Israel, and I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake." Now, we know a bit about the story of the apostle Paul, who used to be a sorcerer, and the Lord used him greatly to spread the word of God. This apostle used to persecute Christians, put them in chains, get them arrested. But when the Lord had that meeting with him on the road to Damascus, his life completely changed. Now, Paul never got the opportunity to go to every single one of the Christians that he persecuted to say, "I'm sorry." It was a journey between him and God. And I'm sure you've seen the saying, changed behavior is the best form of forgiveness. That's exactly what the apostle Paul did. I mean, he's credited for writing between 8 and 9 books of the New Testament, going to the Thessalonians, the Philippians, the Corinthians, to speak and spread the word of God. This was a man who had changed his entire life and followed Jesus. Now, would the believers who had been persecuted by him been in error or in the right if they had not forgiven him and kept that vengeance? This is why the Bible says in Romans 12 verse 19 that it is written that vengeance is of the Lord. And where is it written? It's written in Deuteronomy, in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 32 verse 35. The Bible says that vengeance is the Lord's. The Bible also says that God forgives you daily. In Matthew 18 verse 21 to 22, it says to forgive 70 times 7 times. There's also scriptures that speak about praying for those that persecute you. Those scriptures cover you from holding anger or vengeance against people that God has forgiven. So free yourself. Live the life that God has called you to live without having the bondage of the people who wronged you. God will take care of the people who wronged you, but you forgive them. Set yourself free. Give others what the Lord has given you. There's a quote that says, "You better stop disliking people for what you've heard about them and start thanking God that he hasn't disliked you for what he knows about you." None are perfect and all have sinned, but forgiveness is really for you. So give it. When the person chooses to repent, it will be their decision. And until the next video, please remember that only the Lord holds the keys to your life. Whoever you haven't forgiven, you've essentially taken those keys out of the Lord's hands and given it to them. Take back the power that God has given you through the Holy Spirit and forgive people before they even ask for forgiveness, in the same way that the Lord sent His Son to die for us while we were still sinners. Otherwise, have a good day. Bye.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Beautiful song coming from Mahalia Buchanan, and this song was taking us from the message brought to us by Mrs. Letitia Vambili, speaking on the issue of forgiveness. And you know, I just ran into something that speaks on the issue of forgiveness. It says forgiveness means giving up the suffering of the past and being willing to forge ahead with far greater potential for inner freedom. Besides the reward of letting go of a painful past, there are powerful health benefits that go hand in hand with the practice of forgiveness. So this simply means if we don't forgive, you know, you're also making yourself suffer. You know, you're making your body weak, you know, to many sicknesses. You know, sometimes you fall into depression, you know, heart diseases, whatever. So when you forgive, work on your forgiveness. When you forgive, you're also helping your body to cope with day-to-day living. But when you are, you know, when you are carrying a whole lot of things, and I know sometimes painful things happen every day, you know, people stab you in the back, you know, people do things to you, you are angry, you are bitter, but it doesn't help you. It makes you more sick. When you wake up, you are tired, you are sick, you don't want to see people. When you see this person, the rage comes back again. So besides the fact that letting go of a painful past, yes, it helps you, there are also health benefits that we should look into, that goes hand in hand with this practice of forgiveness. When you forgive people, you're also helping your body. You know, you become more healthier, more active, you know, you glow, you become more beautiful. I can imagine. So let us work on our forgiveness. I'm also ministering to myself that when I come into circumstances where, you know, my unforgiveness is triggered, when I feel like I can't forgive this person, or when I can't forget what they've done to me, and that at least I remember the importance of God's word regarding forgiveness, most importantly God's word regarding forgiveness, and also knowing that it's no use, you know, having to suffer every day saying they did this to me, they did that, and also killing yourself daily, you know, not looking at the health benefits that comes with forgiving yourself. I think I've ministered so much when it comes to this. It was a whole lot. It was a whole sermon, actually. Here is Rise and Bet with In Between the Lines.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.